Consequence Podcast Network. Bora hey, Iconic Army.
Bora hey.
So, oh my gosh, before we really get into the episode today, I have to talk to you about these Bang She-Hulk allegations. Have you heard about these?
I hadn't. No, not until you told me a little bit about it.
So, right now, he is under investigation for allegedly violating the Capital Markets Act back in 2019, before HYBE went public, and with a violation and like fraudulent claims worth like $290 million or like 400 billion Korean won.
Oh my gosh.
So all of this is alleged, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's alleged that he told investors back then that there was no intention for an IPO or the initial public offering. So like basically saying like, we're not planning on going public. Mm-hmm. And based on this information, the shareholders sold their shares to a private equity fund. And this private equity fund that they sold their shares to was set up by an associate of Bang She-Hulk. So like already
real slimy.
Yeah. And then at the same time, Bang She-Hulk was actively taking steps towards an IPO, even though he was telling his investors we're not doing that, such as applying to be a designated auditor, which is part of the procedure to go public. So this misleading of information to shareholders is what they're saying violated the law. Mm-hmm. And he went on to sign on to that private equity fund as like a shareholder, and he was able to gain that capital, basically all of what they invested into it. That is the $290 million or 400 billion Korean won.
Oh, gosh.
That he, it was like 30% of the overall shares, and that is allegedly like what he used to take the company public. So the Financial Supervisory Service of Korea is investigating these claims, and they plan on notifying prosecutors soon. The Seoul Metropolitan Police are also running their own separate investigation into it.
Wow.
So this is crazy.
Yeah, this is crazy. I mean, yeah, this is a lot of slimy behavior going on, because mm-hmm. if this is true, like, to he's basically took all of that money from his shareholders.
Right.
Like, he lied to them and led them into a direction that was going to benefit him mm-hmm. and kind of screw them over. So, yeah, I mean, he essentially lied to them.
Right. So it's like the whole foundation of HYBE becoming a publicly traded company could have been founded on this
fraud.
This deal. Yeah. So like, this is, I only saw this from like one different news site, so there's not too much information out right now, but it was just this story just broke a couple days ago.
Right, yeah.
And so hopefully within the next few days, as they're, you know, the Financial Supervisory Service is trying to work quickly through this, I'm sure either they want to get to the bottom of it and prosecute, or Bang PD himself wants to clear his name and, mm-hmm. you know, or push it under the rug or whatever. So it's all very interesting.
Right. For how much of a headliner this is, I'm surprised I didn't see as much news around it mm-hmm. because, I mean, to me, that's just a little fishy, because with how much money he has, I'm like, are they like selling off for like news
yeah,
people
getting,
and media?
Like to, suppressing it.
Yeah. So,
yeah,
because of his image, and BTS is about to come back and
right.
this is surfacing.
What a bad look.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure there's some media suppression here, because when you Google his name, you'd think like if this were going on mm-hmm. That it would be like the first thing that comes up. But no, you have to like specifically search for it
yeah.
to read up on it.
Right.
So I could imagine there's some suppression there, some, you know, paying off, buying out of like, don't publish an article on this.
Yeah. Or it's more baseless and like there's not a
yeah.
lot of truth to it.
Right.
It's hard to know.
I mean, there is like, I mean, for a legal investigation to be going on, you know, but hopefully it's just the type of thing where there has been allegations. And so the, you know, the FSS is doing their job to investigate, mm-hmm. and hopefully like nothing will come of the investigation. Like hopefully he didn't actually break the law. He wasn't actually, you know, violating.
Right.
Right. But I think like maybe that's also why the story hasn't been as big, because like maybe the claims are more baseless, mm-hmm. and they haven't found more evidence beyond that. He was taking steps towards that process that allegedly at the same time he told shareholders he wasn't. But yeah, I guess we'll just have to see, and we'll update you guys if we hear anything. It is super bad timing that it's like the same month when BTS is coming back.
I know. Yeah. It's kind of crazy that it's surfacing right around this time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I hope it's not true. But only time will tell. I'll be curious how they could even go about proving something like that.
Right. I think that would be very difficult, especially after like 6 years, you know, might be kind of difficult to prove. But I really hope it's not true, too. I hope that it's like, you know, competing companies that are putting towards these allegations or something. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they have to follow through with the investigation. Right. But maybe it's just because BTS are coming back soon and, they, you know, they don't want HYBE to continue to be on top. Profitable. With all of that. Mm-hmm. So we shall see, but we'll update you all. But in this, the month of BTS, it's quite crazy that this is like the first news that broke in June.
And he's not arrested and he's not in jail.
No,
there's rumors of that going around.
He's
but
not. But the headline was like facing jail time, you know, very clickbaity about it. So we'll let you guys know on that. But that is not what we're talking about today. We are excited to get into the episode and talk about everything having to do with the month of BTS here.
You're so coy, alluring, angel with a wicked smile, sleeping 20 hours a day, never lay a paw on dusty clay. I'll keep your litter natural, no chemicals in your nostrils, just corn below, so every time you go, you'll know your shh don't stink. Don't
world's stink. Best cat litter for the world's best cat.
Hi, this is James Mercer from The Shins.
This is Shirley Manson.
This is Lotte Holst, co-founder of The Cure.
This is Huey Lewis giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back with an exciting second season. We peel back the layers on music's most iconic hits with legendary artists like The Killers, Heart, The B-52s, Violent Femmes, Jewel, Huey Lewis, Modern English, and more. To keep the music flowing, we'll be sprinkling in classic episodes from our archives between each new one. So check out The Story Behind the Song wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
All right. Today, we're going to hang out for about an hour and we are prepping for BTS's return, because this is the month that they're all going to be reunited back together as a group. So we're going to talk about like BTS return dates. We're going to talk about the Festa schedule that ended up getting released. And then we're also going to talk a little bit about what's going on with Jin and J-Hope. They've been crazy active lately, but really going to talk some more about Killing It Girl, which is J-Hope's new single that's going to be coming out featuring Glorilla.
We are so excited to get into it. We want to say thanks, Iconics, for being here, for all of your support. If you want to join our Patreon to have access to episode docs, join our virtual Iconic hangout, sound checks, etc., please consider joining us on patreon.com/standingbts.
Thank you for being here, for all of your support, and of course for listening.
Okay, let's get into it. Like Bethany said, this is super exciting. BTS are coming back so soon. Festa has already begun. We have so much to celebrate this June. Mm-hmm. So just to get on your radar, in case you're not sure here, BTS return dates for the last five members. These are all the dates for what will be the day here in the United States. So RM and Taeyong will get out on June 10th. That'll be June 11th for them. And Jimin and Jungkook will get out on June 11th here for us. And then Yoongi, unfortunately, is not out until the 21st after their anniversary. But we will be eagerly and impatiently awaiting his return as well. Mm-hmm. But it is very exciting to get RM and Taeyong and Jimin and Jungkook back right before their anniversary on the 13th. Very, very, very much looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's crazy that we're here at this point now. It just feels Like, the time has gone by slow but quick at the same time. Mm-hmm. I think back to when they initially were entering the military, and that feels like an eternity ago. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I'm just in such, I don't know, I'm like, wow, they really are coming back together. And it's happening with, like, Taeyang and RM get out next week.
I know.
Like, we're going to see them next week. Crazy.
It's so crazy. I remember the feeling of, like, how are we going to possibly get through military service? Mm-hmm. And, you know, BTS did such a good job of, like, entering in a staggered order, releasing their solo work, having some of them second albums of solo work to, like, sustain us. And then it seems like by that time, then J-Hope got out. And, like, they've been keeping us busy since then.
That's the thing, is we've just been so busy with mm-hmm. all of their solo work and all the content. I mean, getting Muse from Jimin, who would have thought? That was so unexpected. Getting tours from both Jin and J-Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. We have felt like BTS has kind of been with us this whole time.
Yeah.
But at the same time, of course, we've been missing them all interacting together as one. So mm-hmm. that is coming very soon. So let's talk about the FESTA schedule that got released. I love this FESTA concept map that Big Hit put out for BTS. So it's this massive clock and it's just gorgeous. The backdrop behind the clock is like a midnight sky. Beautiful stars. It looks very celestial.
Mm-hmm.
And this clock is half a sun and half a moon. And I've just been hearing so much of ARMY's discourse on interpreting this gorgeous picture of the moon and the sun as part of this clock, and them talking about how J-Hope is the sun and Jin is the moon, because these are definitely the two members that are going to be holding us through FESTA.
Yeah.
We heard also that the FESTA concept is really based around 0 o'clock. And on this clock that you see, there's 12s on both sides are kind of like where the 3 and 9 o'clock would be.
Mm-hmm.
It's 12 and 12 there. And I just realized too that it's BTS's 12th anniversary.
Yeah.
So the 12 seems pretty intentional that they're putting it there. So let's go through some of these dates. On June 1st, we ended up getting BTS News, which is this news segment that Jin and J-Hope did together. We're going to talk in depth on what happens in that video. We also ended up getting the 2025 FESTA timeline with this beautiful picture and just timeline map of everything that's going to happen. Then June 2nd, we also ended up getting these Hoseok Jin photos, and it's this, the concept was switch version,
mm-hmm.
just so cute. So we ended up getting Jin dressed up as like Jack in the Box, and we got J-Hope dressed up as the astronaut. It was so cute.
How cute.
Loved that concept of just having them switch and like basically take each other's solo work concept photos for each other. Very, very cool. So on June 5th, we're going to get the Hoseok Jin photo classic version. Then we're going to get a Hoseok Jin photo behind. So we'll get probably like a video mm-hmm. of just like the photo shoots of them together. I'm imagining that they were on set together.
Like, are they doing, I wonder if the Hoseok Jin photo classic version is like the family photos types of thing.
Yeah, that's
but just
true.
With only them.
Cute.
Wouldn't that be adorable?
That'd be really cute.
Also, just to go back to the Hoseok Jin photo concept switch version that we got today, like this is the day of recording is the 2nd. I love the picture of Jin, the very first one that they posted in the set of him mm-hmm. on the ground with like his kind of hand or like his finger pointing to his mouth and with the hat on. It's just, it's very J-Hope Jack in the Box. Like he mm-hmm. nailed it.
Yeah.
Like 100%. Yep. He like consumed the concept.
Understood the assignment.
Yes,
for sure.
Totally.
Agree. Totally agree. So then on June 7th, we are going to get Battle of the Anchors, which I feel like might be a throwback a little bit to like the BTS newscast that we got of Jin and J-Hope. So mm-hmm. I feel like there might be them some kind of, I don't know, like variety show-esque of them too. And then we're also going to get today's ARMY and it's 6:13 teaser. I have no idea what this is. Like, I don't know if they did some kind of secret ARMY project or mm-hmm. something, but today's ARMY makes me feel like it's just talking about on showing and depicting army through the military time.
Yeah.
That they've been serving.
Yeah.
So we'll see. And then on June 8th, there's today's Army 613. This is like the actual, I can't see what it says.
It says four army.
Mm-hmm. So there's a four army with army, and then there's going to be a behind of today's army. So I'll be curious what that is. And then June 12th, we're going to get Hoseok Jin's 12 o'clock, which I think might be a song.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be those
love the
two
idea
together.
Of it being a song.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's get a Jin and Hoseok subunit song.
I think it's going to be a subunit song.
I think that, like, what would be more perfect beyond, like, they have the song 0 o'clock. They said that this, like, Festa is 0 o'clock themed. Mm-hmm. It, we're seeing these 12s. It's their 12 year anniversary. Like, what else could 12 o'clock be?
Yeah.
Like, let it be a song. I mean, that's just,
I feel like that's where it is. And we usually end up getting some kind of single release with
mm-hmm.
Festa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool. I hope that that's what that is, but we'll see. And then, of course, June 13th, which is BTS's anniversary, there's going to be a 613 congratulation.
Something that's interesting about that one is the date that they have a 2013 0613 congratulations. Mm. So I wonder if it's going to be like a super old video,
yeah,
like from 2013 of like all of BTS, you know,
in their
like,
debut.
Yeah.
Like a video debut. We haven't seen before.
Yeah.
The writing of that, you're right. Like the 2013 0613
mm-hmm.
looks a lot like their old Bangtan Bomb.
Right.
Like, I mean, you the think dates. About just the dates of mm-hmm. like, you look up a Jungkook photo and it's the time in which that photo
a
was
specific
taken.
Fan cam. Is always the date like that.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. It's very retro old school, I mm-hmm. feel like. Yeah.
So very exciting Festa to look forward to. Definitely run by Hoseok and Jin.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll get four out of the five remaining members released right before the end of Festa. So we will see how they are incorporated into the mm-hmm. rest of it. Like, of course, they're going to want to be around. I feel like both of the member, like Jin and J-Hope, when they first got out, they went directly to HYBE. They were like, we are back in it. You know,
it
I
immediate.
Think that all of these other members, especially with it being right around Festa,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be active incredibly yeah. like within. So
I'll be curious we'll if some of the members will be eager to go back to HYBE or if they're going to be wanting more of a break, yeah, just away from the military
yeah.
and then go back to HYBE.
I think honestly, like I'm thinking for myself, I would want a break.
Yeah.
But because of the timing, I think none of them are going to give themselves a break.
Yeah.
Even if they honestly would want it, I think they're going to be like, it's our 12 year anniversary. It's Festa.
Mm-hmm.
Like we have to see Army.
Right.
So I feel like their obligation will bring them there regardless of like if they actually want a vacation time or
for
something.
Sure.
I've seen RM, like he's posting Instagram. He's been like, he's been to museums and stuff, like he's
yeah.
obviously had days off,
yeah.
like he's had some kind of breaks within there, some leave, and mm-hmm. you know, so
right.
It's not like they've been
trapped this
yeah.
whole time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like can't go out and enjoy themselves a little,
right?
Yeah.
People have seen Jungkook out on the town, so you
mm.
know. Okay, so I really want to talk about this BTS news report that Jin and J-Hope put out for the first day of Festa. This was them, like they released a newscast style video announcing the official begin of Festa. They're like, it's here. Jin was like the in-studio anchor and J-Hope played the man in the field. So he kind of had like a few different hats to wear for the video. But I thought this was such a fun and creative way to begin Festa. Like they've definitely never done something like this.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think it's very, very newsworthy that BTS are all coming back this month. I mean, that it's their 12-year anniversary. That's almost unheard of in K-pop to
mm-hmm.
make it this far as a group. And so it's
they're breaking
fun for
it
them
down
to-
for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just thinking about with the Olympics, you see all these, like, news anchors or celebrities who take on like coverage of the Olympics and stuff like that. It's right. giving that. It's yes. like Jen and J-Hope are here to provide us with all of the insights on Festa.
They're like our Festa guides.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the video, we get some hints about what might be occurring during Festa. And Bethany just shared like the Festa outline map. So that gave us some really good ideas also. But like she said, Jen announced here in this video that it's a 0 o'clock theme for Festa. And we felt like this theme was so symbolic of one, making it through the hard times of hiatus and missing them, because that's what the song is really about. Mm-hmm. And then again, also being able to start fresh and start new. What that 0 o'clock, that reset really represents is like coming past that.
I think we wanted that for them too. We yeah. really want this to have been a reset for yeah. the group. Yeah,
I think so too. Also notable is that because of this announcement, 0 o'clock is currently trending worldwide at the top of the iTunes charts.
It still is.
Yesterday was at number
now.
Two. I wouldn't be surprised
it's
if it's at
number one
today.
Yeah, there I you saw go. On Twitter.
Makes
yeah.
sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So very cool.
Yeah. Army, you know. Jen said 0 o'clock and we're like, stream it.
For once, it's not spring day.
Yeah. So then J-Hope interviewed Jen on site of a photo shoot, teasing some special Festa photos and of course going off script to talk about Jen's handsomeness as always.
How could they not?
J-Hope also portrayed an army outside waiting for BTS, excited for the return. He was playing like an OG 2013 army. Like he's been army since the beginning, since their debut. Mm-hmm. He had a classic version 3 army bomb, which is just such a funny detail.
I
like
love it.
They really went all out to like prove that this is a 2013
like
army. And then he did a great job of like capturing just army's eagerness. Like he really knows our reaction so well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So cute. Also, but I just have to say, it was so funny when like Jin news anchor was like, oh, like army, were you able to get tickets for J-Hope's tour, for Jin's tour? And he was like, ah. Oh. J-Hope was like, oh man, mm-hmm. my finger hurts so bad. It took like 30 minutes, but I got them. Like, LOL at it taking 30 minutes. Like,
right.
I get they were trying to be relatable here, but like, try 3 hours. Try like 3 days and like yeah. a lot of tears, you know? Yeah. Like,
try not even making it through the queue.
You
and you get in,
it.
All of the tickets are sold and you've been in the queue for 2 hours.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, I just thought, I was like, okay.
Little funny.
Little
yeah.
bit funny there.
Maybe he was being sarcastic and we didn't know.
Maybe, but it seemed like he, I mean, it was very endearing.
It was
cute that they had a little bit of a nod of like how hard it is to get tickets, but it made me feel like they don't know actually how hard it is to get tickets.
Yeah.
They have
yeah.
no idea.
They don't know.
Come on, Hybe, scriptwriters, like,
right.
get with the times.
It's not their fault.
No, but one of my favorite parts about this video that gave us a lot of like, ooh, like, what is going to happen is when J-Hope played a weatherman, and he teased about the weather for early June, saying that we'd have hot weather on the 1st and 2nd to fire army up and that our hearts will continue to get hotter. So we're like, oh my God, what were they dropping on the 1st and 2nd? So they dropped like this newscast and they dropped like these switch concept photo versions.
Mm-hmm.
But we were like, oh my, are we getting sexy content? Like,
right,
definitely
yeah.
knew we were going to get some pictures from them. He continued to say that on June 3rd and 4th, it would cool down with some rainy weather along with strong winds and fluffy clouds to cover Army's hearts. So we were like, what kind of content are we getting there? And we know that on the 3rd, we're getting like the classic version of the photos and some of the behinds. So we were wondering if it's going to be kind of like sappy content, like sentimental, mm-hmm. really like make us like feel maybe nostalgic or reminiscent of like that true BTS OT7 vibes.
Yeah. I think that's probably yeah. what we're going to get. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he went on to say that Clear Skies will return on June 5th after the photo shoot drop, which we know comes on the 4th, and that it will continue to heat up on the 6th and 7th, quote, as Festa content continues to drop. So we know that that's like the battle of the anchors. So maybe that is, like Bethany said, maybe a variety show. Maybe they get real heated. I can imagine mm-hmm. that it's going to get really entertaining. Mm-hmm. We'll have to see what we get from that there.
Mm-hmm.
He said that June 12th will be a refreshing day with purple waves rising up to 2.5 meters at noon. So we know that Jungkook and Jimin get out that day. That's like June 11th for us, but June 12th for them. So like, we wonder if noon is their release time. We're just like, why at this specific time of day is he saying that? But either way, like,
that's also the release of 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I'm almost like, oh, it's a 2.5 minute song.
Oh, yeah.
Purple Wave. Refreshing because it's new.
I think so. Mm. Yeah. It's got to be that.
We'll see. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, Jimin and Jungkook are going to be coming back together.
No, I think you're right that it's the song.
Yeah.
And then he also said it'll be the hottest on June 13th and 14th with the temperature being, quote, 6.13% higher than average on those days. And we feel like that's because, I mean, of course, that's like their actual festo. We're getting the congratulation, most likely video at that time, but also those are J-Hope's last tour dates that he added most recently there in Seoul. So we feel like those hottest days are because it's his final stages there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very curious to see that congratulations video because it's for sure got to be some unseen BTS debut content.
Yeah.
So it'll be a great reminder of kind of their start.
Yeah. And I think like a good celebration of maybe it's like a, you know, maybe it's some montage content from over the years too.
Right.
But I would love for it to like start at June 13th, 2013 and end with, you know, June 13th, 2025.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be very
all I
cool.
see is just black hair Jimin.
I know. I'm already
the
picturing
golden
him.
Black attire. Yes.
Oh, so cute.
Just a bunch of teen boys, essentially.
Yeah. Grubby. I want to see like dorm content, you know, like them all crowded around like a table. Like, what if they release content from their very, very first festa, like selfie cam videos of them sitting around and eating, celebrating their 1 year anniversary
that would
or something.
Be great. I would love to see that.
That'd be so cute.
Yeah. All right. So some more kind of upcoming content too. There is an in-person like festa event prior to J-Hope's concert on June 13th and 14th. So this is actually going to be in Korea, but I just found this pretty interesting. Like, it's going to be almost all day. Like, it's this booth is going to be open from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. just before his concert. So there's going to be a couple exhibition halls that are hosting all of this. There's going to be like an army bomb photo spot that you can take pictures at. There's a special light show featuring your army bombs that are going to be taking place every hour starting at 12 o'clock, which I think is cute.
Perfect.
So yeah, I think just like seeing a light show of all of the armies who are going to be going to that for 5 minutes at a time, that'll be really, really cool. Really cool. And then there's also like a photo card printing area where you can get special photo cards of the members. There's a voice zone where you can listen to heartfelt messages from all of the members. They're going to be filled with like a lot of love and gratitude.
Now that is really cute.
Yes.
Like, that's adorable. You can go up and like press the button and feel like that's your own personal message, you know?
I've heard of a lot of ARMY saying they want to go to this just to hear Yoongi's voice because he's like ghosted all of us for this time.
Yeah, it's like we haven't heard from him at all.
Yeah, oh like just gosh. To hear something new from him.
Yeah.
Anyways, it should be a really, really cool event. It's in Korea, so we won't be there, but just a lot of interesting content that's going to be going around and just celebratory for all of the armies who get to go and get excited about Festa and prep too for J-Hope's concert. Like,
yeah.
How fun to be able to make that a whole day event.
And yeah. I love that it's like an event that you can go to if you don't have concert tickets. Like, you don't have to have, this isn't like a ticketed event. You can just go and you have all day, both of those days to go and like experience this. So it really feels like a big festival, like almost like, you know, affair to be able to go and celebrate BTS like right there on their anniversary on the 13th and, you know, to celebrate the end of J-Hope's concert tour also. Mm-hmm. But very cool way for ARMY to be interactive with BTS during their anniversary time.
Yeah.
I think that's so awesome. It makes me wish that I was in Korea for it because what a cool experience.
It looks like it's been really like well thought out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love that it's right there. Like, it's literally right there next to where his concert's going to be. So if you are a concert goer, you can like spend all day there and then cap it off by going to the concert.
Damn.
Incredible.
Be exhausted.
Yeah, you would be.
I'd be very tired.
Yeah, me too.
But anything for BTS.
Anything for BTS. Yeah.
We just kind of want to talk a little bit about what else we're anticipating with Festa or what we kind of hope for. I know that there's just some trauma around, I guess it was was it 2022 Festa dinner? I feel like that's a hard watch, but those Festa dinners have always been going on. I think it would be interesting to maybe not necessarily for Festa, but like when BTS reunite, I would love to just see that first live video of all of them sitting together again and talking. And I'm kind of curious to know what's going through their minds of just what they anticipate for them as a group, like what their dreams are now. What do they see? What do they hope for them as a group now? What expectations or dreams and hopes they might have, or fears or whatnot?
Yeah. And that's really a type of conversation we could expect from that type of like Festa dinner video. I'd also love to see that just to like purely see them catching up. I think it'd be like the raw moments of them getting back together for the first time in, you know, 2 years, all of them together besides Yoongi, who won't be out yet. But yeah. I mean, and maybe they'll wait to do something more like that until he comes out.
Yeah.
Which that would be totally fine. You know, not to have that traditional during Festa.
We've waited this long. We can wait for Yoongi.
I agree. That would be so wonderful to get that. I think it would be healing, you know, past that 2022 Festa dinner, and also just really wonderful to see them all. I think like regardless, even if it's not like a dinner setting, once Yoongi's out, like they are all gonna go live together, right?
Oh,
like,
for sure.
There's no way that they're not.
Oh yeah, we'll get that kind of content. I guess I'm just really looking forward to it.
I agree.
Yeah,
me too.
Just as much as new music.
Right. I just
want to see them all together.
Exactly. Just seeing them together, talking, hanging out. Like, we love their music. We love them as a group. Like, we love seeing their dynamic. And, like, just there's nothing better than OT7. Mm-hmm. And having them all back together is going to feel like we're all whole again. Mm-hmm. You know? Very, very excited for that. So, yeah, I hope they post a Festa dinner like that.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to see the members on stage at J-Hope's final concerts.
Hell yeah.
Like, I know Yoongi won't be back yet, so that'll be a bummer, but like, fucking bring them out for Mic Drop. Like, have them perform Mic Drop.
I know,
like,
or Bapsay.
Oh, Bapsay. Yeah. Like, that would be so iconic. Mm-hmm. Like, and I also feel like J-Hope added these concerts a little bit later, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, they haven't been planned for his whole tour, or at least, like, he didn't announce them until more recently. Mm. So it makes me a little bit eager that, like, maybe, like, the other BTS members would be there. And, like, where else would they be? In my mind, like, they're out of the military. Mm-hmm. They know that they want to get back to work. It's literally Festa, their anniversary. Like, where else are they going to be? Like, please, like, don't just attend the concert, like, be on stage.
Be there.
Be there. Like, that's what
I could see that potentially happening for sure.
Yeah. I'm thirsty for it.
Me too.
I need it. There has been also some hints about upcoming music or tours from BTS, and all of this, we have to say, is totally unsubstantiated. Like, literally the only evidence that we have are like screenshots of a new Instagram account that we can't even like see the name of the Instagram account, and so we can't even go look it up for ourselves. But people on like
totally
TikTok
and
like Twitter were freaking out about it. But it was a account that is potentially leaking an HYYH Part 3 album with pictures of a black cover for an HYYH 3 album. Also, like, we were thinking, like, the Festa colors for this year, they are kind of like a orangey blue, like, sunset, sunrise, like, fade color scheme, which is a little bit reminiscent of, like, the pink-blue fading color scheme of the original HYYH Part 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's, like, a hint, but also it could just be, like, the sun and the moon vibes,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, the 12 o'clock
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you know that we've been talking literally all year about, like, what are BTS going to do with HYYH anniversary? Like, it's this year. They always, especially like RM, always said, like, we want to commemorate HYYH in a special way. That was like written into their contracts, even if they didn't continue and re-sign the contracts at 7 years. Like, HYBE and Big Hit at the time were going to have to do something special for HYYH just because it deserves that commemoration. So we know that they're going to do something. Whether that's like a re-release of those two albums, a repackaging, a new like photo shoot or something, a re-recording, or an addition, like a part three. I mean, we'll just have to see. I think a part three would be so fitting. Like, Bethany, you were just talking about if we get a Festa dinner from them and what they're talking about there, like all of their hopes, their fears, their dreams, their goals now, mm-hmm. and how much those have changed in the past 10 years, mm-hmm. how much those have changed since doing solo work, being on hiatus, going into the military and getting out of that and going through that. Like HYH, the original part one and part two are so transformative and so about like the coming of age type of stories. And it's almost
the desperation
like,
for success.
Yeah.
And then like kind of talking about what it felt like to mm-hmm. really kind of feel like they made it.
Mm-hmm. The little taste of it.
A part three would be so interesting mm-hmm. to see with the fame and success that they've created at this point.
Yeah.
And coming back after being on hiatus for all this time. I mean, surely there's a lot of raw discussion
yeah.
that they haven't really talked about in their music yet.
And I think they still have a story to tell along those lines, you know, just because mm-hmm. they have reached like that big massive success now at this point, their lives are so different and what they like have gone through, you know, through COVID and, you know, putting off the Map of the Soul tour and, you know, just the changes that they drastically had to make mm-hmm. And then entering the military and maybe having some growing pains with like doing solo work and
yeah.
coming back together after solo work. I think that that would be a really interesting story to tell in an HYH setting.
Yeah.
So I love that. I love like a 10 years later, here's how much we've grown, but it's almost like they have a new coming of age now that yeah. they're all 30, now that they're post-military, like it is a new evolution, a new form for them.
Like I was saying, what are their new fears? What are their yeah. new desires, their dreams at this point?
And I feel like that's exactly what this album series is about,
yeah.
you know? So although there is no like concrete evidence that these rumors are real, you know, it could literally just be an army fucking yeah. with us, which
for
I
sure.
can imagine somebody doing. The hope is there.
I mean, it went viral, so I mean, they probably knew it would.
Because every army who sees it would be like, oh my God, that's yeah. amazing. You know, like everybody would want it.
It would be iconic.
It would be so fucking iconic.
Yeah.
We will definitely keep our ears out for mm-hmm. that potential because yeah. I think that would be, I mean, we both think that would be incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something else that came up this week that I'm freaking out about are the new BTS Funko Pops
mm-hmm.
that they are releasing to commemorate like each of their solo works. Oh my God.
They're so cute.
I mean, for maybe like the Dynamite Funko Pops, like I thought about buying them. I never did, right? Mm-hmm. I had many opportunities. But for these ones, I feel like once I move, after I'm settled, I'm buying these Funko Pops.
Yeah.
Because not only are they so cute, but the attention to detail to really highlight each member's like main solo album, like fucking Yoongi's it with the August D. Haegum shirt with the scar and the like the ruffly hair.
It's perfect.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And then Taeyong has the sparkly red shirt from Love Me Again mm-hmm. and little eyelashes and the microphone.
Uh-huh.
And then like what really got me was Jin and his is the astronaut and he's holding a planet like
yeah.
that. I mean, so fucking cute.
Uh-huh.
And Jungkook's Funko Pop is shirtless.
Yes.
Like shirt open.
3D.
I mean, yeah.
Yes.
Iconic. I mean,
it's iconic. Yeah. Like you were saying, it's the details of all of these Funko Pops that are so perfect. And it's just, here's how I feel about it just now talking about it with you. The Dynamite Funko Pops were like prime BTS. Mm-hmm. Like this was them 2020, right? They were just really blowing up
right.
to a level that we didn't even think was capable of. I mean,
right.
we always felt like people need to know who they are.
Right. And they're then, deserving of it, but yeah. like, are they going to get there?
So that was like ultimate high pop culture. But then these Funko Pops being their solo work, I feel like this is for the armies who have stayed around. Like these are the mm-hmm. true armies here, the ones that said that they would stay
yeah.
and not leave and have been supporting them and listening to them through all of their solo
yeah.
endeavors. Like
yes.
if I had to choose between the two, I would absolutely buy these Funko Pops just because you see all of the individual members in their styles with their sound. Like that's what I think of when I look at these mm-hmm. outfits at their end, like Jimin's face outfit. Like it's so iconic.
Namjoon is in like his come back to me like cardigan and outfit, or like the wildflower, or the the wildflower outfit. And it's just, it's perfect for indigo. It's perfect for Face. Like, fuck yes, Face, so underrated. Yep. I feel like the most underrated solo album.
I agree.
I mean, go back and listen to it. I was just Face listening.
Is incredible. God,
I was just listening to Face Off this past weekend when it came on shuffle, and I was like, fuck, this song is so good. This album is so good. I was like in the car with Jeremy, just like mini rant about like how good and how underrated this album is. And then like, I think we haven't mentioned J-Hope yet, but he has his like Jack in the Box, like jester hat on.
He has smudgy eyeliner
and the white jumpsuit. It's like, it's literally each of them perfection. I loved each of these solo works. They definitely carried us through this hiatus and military service time, kept us fed, and I think it is such a beautiful way to like commemorate these moments. And like, I feel like I'm not like a big merch person, you know, but I feel like I almost owe it to them. Like, I own each of their solo albums, and now I feel like I owe it to them to like get these Funko Pops to like commemorate this beautiful body of work that they all did individually on their own as BTS as a group were on hiatus. And I think it's like a beautiful end cap, and they're coming out this week, so as you're listening to this episode, they're already out, but just to come out right before they're all back from the military, I think is just perfect.
I agree. I'm with you. I'm like, for sure, Dynamite was a moment in time. Like, love it. Those Funko Pops are cute. But, like, I never felt the urge to buy them. But there is something about these new Funko Pops with the solo work that is just so stand out, that makes me, because of just their unique solo work and how much it tells to them, like, all of the Funko Pops are so different from each other because it's all the different styles of their different solo work. It's just incredible.
I think they, all of their solo albums mean so much to us, you know. We've gone through so many different moments with them, and they mean so much to them too. So that, I think that's what sets these ones apart so
much. Also, in the month of June, Jin's tour begins June 28th at Goyang Stadium in Korea. Jin is going to start and kick off his tour. Incredible. And then lastly, what we're going to talk about today is Killing It Girl, which is J-Hope's new single featuring Glorilla. And this song is going to drop on BTS's anniversary, June 13th, which is also going to be the first of the two dates, which are his last tour dates for his tour. So we kind of hypothesized earlier when J-Hope's tour started that with each leg, like the Asian leg, the American leg, all of that, that he was going to have a different solo song for each leg of the tour. And we were kind of like, maybe there isn't a third song, but here it is. He's going to release one last song. And so it's going to be performed surely on these last two nights of his tour, which is incredible. What a way to wrap up such a phenomenal tour that he has put on for all of ARMY. So we ended up getting some concept photos recently. On the 8th, we're going to get an official music video teaser. So we're getting a music video for this song, which is great.
Like, the Mona Lisa music video, like, knocked us on our ass. So I think this one, just based on the concept photos, we're going to die.
Killing It Girl, too. It's,
And Mona Lisa was such, like, a for the listener hype song. Like, you're incredible. Like, you are Mona Lisa. Like, this one, I feel like, is going to be within that same vein. Just by the title.
So we'll get the official music video on June 13th, and then we'll get a live performance premiere too on the 14th. The 15th, we'll get a choreography version of the music video, and then the 19th through the 22nd, there's going to be some specials that we don't know exactly what they're going to entail. Looks like there might be something on YouTube, maybe something on TV, like a TV program that he's on. So we'll see. And then July 5th, there's also going to be another like YouTube kind of special looking thing. We'll see. But Glorilla, I haven't listened to much of her music. Kayla, you've kind of talked about her having this like crazy accent.
She has like the thickest Memphis accent like you've ever heard. I'm kind of like fascinated by Glorilla. Like, she is such a character. She's so fun. Like, I've seen a couple of her interviews, and I don't like, I haven't listened to her music much, but there's been a few songs that I know of hers just from TikTok, or that Tyler, the Creator song Sticky that was really popular. She's in that song too. And I really like her verse in that. So I'm excited for this collab. Like, I think it's, I think she's going to have a really fun verse, and she's a popular artist right now. So it's like, beneficial for both of them to collab together.
I've also
heard
that there maybe has been discussion between these two about each other, like wanting to
collaborate,
but I could be wrong about
that. I could
see
J-Hope being like, I like her music. Yeah. I like her style and wanting to work with her.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Originally, when I saw this like teaser photo, just talking about like Killing It Girl was going to be released, you sent it to me, Kayla, and I was at work. And so just like passively reading it, I was like, oh my God, he's releasing a new song. I was like featuring, I thought it was the Gorillaz.
Way different.
And I was
vibe.
Like, damn, that's a dope collaboration. Like, that's going to be so sick.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for then Glorilla.
Then
you
reread it, you're like, wait, Glorilla.
yeah. All right. Well, let's end by talking about these concept photos that he absolutely destroyed us with. No army was prepared.
No.
I thought they were fake.
When you sent it to me, I mean, it was like the first thing I saw in the morning when I opened my eyes. Mm-hmm. I saw this text from you. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's fake. Like, there's no, I was like, no way that's real. Like, I
army
thought,
edit.
Yeah, yeah. I thought for sure that was like an AI generated army edit. Like, no yep. way. And then you were like, no, girl, like, it's real. And you sent me the all of the
Instagram
photos.
Posts.
And I was like,
yep.
I like, couldn't believe it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't already, which I'm sure you have, these photos are mostly black and white, and the photos that are so standout that are all over all of Army Twitter and Instagram is J-Hope shirtless with a leather jacket on, and I think leather pants, but like, he is shirtless and he has got abs on abs on abs, like six pack shredded. Yeah,
I mean, what if he's shirtless like this in the music video?
Quit it. I just don't like it when you say stuff like that.
Because, you know, like, we died when Jungkook went shirtless in his music video.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, like, there's precedence for a BTS member doing that. And J-Hope's Mona Lisa video was already so suggestive with, like, all of the hip rolls and the belt
That's
buckle.
True.
And, you know, like, this is, like, the next step past that.
I just am not strong enough. That's I think that's why I don't want that to happen. Like, I think I would be fanatic. I mean, losing my shit. But he looks incredible in these shots. Like, the black and white contrast, so stunning. He's also got shots where he's like in a chair leaning back. There's a lot of like leather going on, like just a lot of leather, like mm-hmm. one of the shots he is like lounging on a couch that's got like a couch cover over it, as if yeah. it's like being moved or like being taken away.
Mm-hmm.
Just yeah, I have a feeling that this song is going to be very sexy,
and I think, like, honestly, perfection coming mm-hmm. off of Mona Lisa with another super sexy song. These photos are giving very suggestive, like, he
to
looks
me,
super
it,
hot
the way that these photos are coming across. It, like, this might be better than Mona Lisa.
I mean, what
and
do we
saved
say
it for last?
Save the best for last.
Yeah
I mean, all of Sweet Dreams, Mona Lisa, they were incredible. Like, mm-hmm. love them so much. Love seeing Mona Lisa in concert. I think this one is definitely like a save the best for last. Definitely like yeah. hottest concept photos for last. So
yeah.
like, he's definitely teasing like this song is going to be incredible.
Yeah.
Plus this has such a good feature.
Yeah,
so,
it does. Yeah. That's very true. So yeah, he's got all three of these songs. So instead of releasing like an album or a little mini album or something like that, he's releasing this Charm of Hope, which is like these three different charms or keychains that you can buy for each of the song releases. So there's a Sweet Dreams charm, there's a Mona Lisa charm, and a Killing It Girl charm. And they're kind of cute, you know? I think that it's a unique take on merchandise for all three of them, but yeah. to just kind of, I don't know.
I think it's a cute concept.
Give them all their moment. Yeah.
I love the Killing It Girl charm is like the hand in the shape of a gun. Like, very, that's very BTS. It's giving mm-hmm. Jimin doing the bang,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
I love that that's like a BTS thing, but also like solo work thing.
I'm also a part of that Killing It Girl keychain too is a warning that says highly addictive. I love
Ooh.
That too, that the song might be real catchy. This warning logo. Heck yeah. yeah. Anyways, all of it's very cute. Super excited to get this song. Yeah, Yeah. Lots to look forward to, guys.
Taking us June. All the way through June, the month of BTS.
The month of BTS. Yes.
And who knows, maybe the rest of 2025 will be the year of BTS. Like, we have no idea what they have in store for us after they come back here.
Yeah.
But we are very excited and can't believe that, like, the next time we talk to you, they will be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh.
I can't wait.
And even more Festa content to look forward to. So we hope that you are just excited as we are. We hope that you enjoyed this kind of dissemination of all of the content that's going to be coming out. We cannot wait to talk to you about Festa and about the rest. I mean, hopefully we're talking about a new song 12 o'clock next time that we're together here.
Yeah.
And just celebrating BTS's 12-year anniversary together.
Uh-huh.
How amazing.
Right.
Thanks for listening, and we really enjoyed having you here today. Mm-hmm. Let us know what you think Killing It Girl is going to be like in the Spotify comments.
Yeah, in the Spotify comments, tell us what you're hoping to see with Festa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we will talk to you very soon. We do want to say a special shout out to our Iconics that support us on Patreon. Thank you guys so much
Thank
for your support
you.
There. And we hope to see you at next month's Iconic Hangout. We hope that you have a wonderful week. And we'll talk to you about Festa next episode.
I didn't put the original outro out, so.
I'm rambling now.
Yeah.
But yeah, we are so thankful for all your support. Thanks for listening. And of course, you can find links for all of the things in the description.
Thanks for listening. And thanks for stanning BTS.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.